WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Presidential candidates reaching out to undecided voters in key swing states. Vice President Kamala Harris taking part in a town hall outside Philadelphia. Former President Trump in Georgia for a rally in Duluth. ABC's Rachel Scott says the Trump campaign is denying comments made by former Trump chief of staff, John Kelly, that Trump wants to rule as a dictator.
There is just a small group of undecided voters out there. They do have the potential to sway this race one way or the other. We will see on election night whether or not this really does make a difference. I will tell you, looking at some of the polls in these critical battleground states, the idea of character does fall a little bit further behind critical issues like the economy and immigration that are more top of mind for some voters.
The U.S. says some 3,000 North Korean troops have amassed in Russia and could be training to help Russia in its war against Ukraine. And Turkish officials say at least five are dead after an apparent terror attack on the state-run aerospace company outside Ankara. Turkey blaming the Kurdish militant group PKK. This is ABC.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We're down to the last 2 weeks to the presidential election. Democratic running mate Tim Walz in Madison yesterday needled Donald Trump for canceling interviews.
I don't care how exhausted he is, because I can promise you he's not as exhausted as the American people are of him.
Early voting is underway. Former President Barack Obama urged the Walz rally to take action.
Do not sit back and hope for the best. Do not think this is a distraction or a joke.
The two warned that a second Trump administration with no guardrails would have dangerous consequences. A fire has shut down a Jefferson County ethanol plant. Officials at the Ostalon Bio plant say the fire started Monday in one of the facility's dryers. Ostalon Bio calls itself Wisconsin's largest ethanol producer. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Two stories that show just how many people are in need here in Dane County. Every year, the Goodman Community Center does a Thanksgiving drive, giving families turkey, veggies, gravy, and rolls. This year, they knew they had 4,000 baskets to give away. They opened registration Monday, and within 24 hours, all 4,000 baskets were claimed. They've been doing this drive for 36 years, and this is the fastest it's ever filled up. If you're able to help, they could still use more donations. Meanwhile, a winter clothing drive in Middleton is starting early because so many more people need help. The Middleton Tourism Commission does this every year. They collect donated coats, hats, gloves, and scarves for people who need them. According to WMTV, last year they helped double the number of people than the year before. And now they expect even higher demand, especially when it comes to coats. So if you've got old gear laying around in the garage, in the basement, or just hanging in the closet, it's a great time to help your neighbor. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, WMDX News.
Romeo Dobbs leads the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers are back at practice getting ready to face the Jaguars. Wide receiver Romeo Dobbs led the team with 8 receptions against the Texans, including 2 on that game-winning drive.
The clock wasn't at 0, and I mean, it was key plays to the drive. I had some catches. Tucker had one coming just right beside the ticks. Wicks being Wicks, making the first guy miss, getting extra yards. So it was definitely a team game.
The NBA season opener tonight for the Bucks as they play the 76ers in Philadelphia. Doc Rivers asked, when did they know that Chris Middleton would likely miss tonight's game?
This week it became more expected. I thought before this week there was a pretty good chance he may make it because he's moving great, but we just haven't had enough live activity for him.
The 76ers will be without Joel Embiid and Paul George. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-30s. Clouds return tomorrow, high to the mid-60s. In the late afternoon and evening, showers and storms around. Sunny and upper 50s Friday and Saturday. Highs warm to the low 60s Sunday, mostly sunny. Right now it's 61.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The Todd Alba Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Green Bay Packers historian Jim Rice.
And Busted Pencils will be exploring the idea of teaching more than dates and numbers.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
Hey, and welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Appreciate you all tuning in. You can be a part, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. That's a phone line. That's a text line. We have some texts. We will get to those. Just working hard on the phones as well. Be patient. We will get to you. It's Wednesday, so Matt Rothschild. Rothschild is joining me. Thank you, Matt. Of course, former executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, former publisher and editor of the Progressive Magazine, and author in his own right, 12 Ways to Save Democracy in Wisconsin. Thank you, Matt, for sticking around.
Oh, my pleasure.
We're talking about this interview, John Kelly. This is the former chief of staff for President Trump. He was also the secretary of DHS. And, minor detail, he was a Marine general. So this guy's got some street cred, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Just a little.
A little more than Donald Trump.
He also lost his son in Afghanistan.
Right.
He was serving our country.
Yeah, I mean, just... not a guy that's going to, get behind the microphone and just start talking trash for the point of talking trash, in my opinion. A serious man.
And you can hear that in this interview. I mean, you can hear the hesitancy. You can hear the weight that he's putting behind each of these words. This is something that he has considered deeply before agreeing to have these words recorded and shared with the world.
We have a few more cuts. Let's do the one, cut six again. I know we played that in the last hour, but the comments about Hitler, I just think it's worth throwing out there.
For sure.
We have, looks like 1, 2, 4 more cuts from this interview, and then we'll get to your calls. And then we'll get to the reasons why Harris is going to win, and we're going to have a great time talking about that instead of these very depressing issues. It's depressing not because that there's some individual who has fascistic tendencies. It's depressing because there's millions of people who are going to vote for this. That's depressing. And when you have everyone around him, literally, unless those are on a payroll, he's got his campaign folks, and they're all getting paid, so they're all very happy. Well, they've changed some of their mind. We'll maybe talk about his campaign manager's tweets after J6, but let's stay on topic here. Once again, John Kelly, let's hear the comments about Hitler. According to New York Times article, cut number 6, please, Jeff.
He would comment more than once that, that Hitler did some good things too. And of course, if you know history, again, I think he's lacking in that.
Yep.
But if you know Hitler was all about, it'd be pretty hard to make an argument that he did anything good.
So what would you say when he said to you that Hitler did a lot of good things?
Well, I tell him that. I said, sir, first of all, you should never say that. But if you knew what Hitler was all about from the beginning to the end, everything he did was in support of his racist, fascist philosophy, so that nothing he did you could argue was good. It was certainly not done for the right reason. And but he would occasionally say that.
What would he say when you would lay that out to him?
He'd just that'd be the end of the conversation usually.
Hitler did some good things, according to John Kelly, referencing his conversations. Sounds like multiple conversations. This is one wasn't a one-off, Matt. Sounds like this was said a few times.
This was a chorus. This was a refrain from Trump. Oh, he's talking. Pops is talking about Hitler again. There he goes.
Oh, man.
It was just like, and here we are, 2 weeks from an election, and half the voting public seems to want a guy who thought Hitler did good things, who wants to be a dictator on day one, who wants to tear up our Constitution, who has no respect for our Constitution, as John Kelly noted in this interview. So you're right, Dom. I mean, that is very depressing in how we got to this point. But, you know, if we all go out and vote, and you can vote here in Wisconsin already, early voting started yesterday. I handed in my absentee ballot on Monday.
Well done.
So let's go get that vote out, and so we won't have to face this guy in office again. That's the bottom line.
Well, here. And it's this guy in office, certainly, that's the immediacy. But the concern that I have with my fellow Americans is how can you embrace someone who is this far right wing fascist, you know, Hitler approving kind of person? And I believe John Kelly. I believe him. And I'm not, you know, John Kelly's a Republican. You know, John Kelly voted and worked for Donald Trump. And John Kelly got motivated to come out and go on the record because Donald Trump has said multiple times he will attack the enemy within, you know, his political opponents with the military and the National Guard. And when you have a former Marine general so concerned, and a guy does not, this is not someone who's out there leaking. You know what I'm saying, Matt? For this guy to come out and say these things and talk like this and be as frank and concerning as he is, it is a big deal.
Yeah, and he's doing it on the record, sticking his neck out, allowing the reporter to record and air his own voice so that there's no, I was misquoted dodge that he could do if he wanted to. It takes a lot of guts, a lot of courage, a lot of principle. He's a man of principle. We need more people of principle to stand up right now and more Republicans to follow Liz Cheney's footsteps and Dale Schultz's footsteps. And so I'm waiting for those people. I'm hoping someone like Laura Bush will find her voice. I'm sure she could persuade some Republican women to go along with her. I can't imagine she's voting for this guy.
Well, and hopefully John Kelly will convince some of those independents and undecideds as well. Let's do a few more from the interview with the New York Times. Trump's opinion on the disabled, especially the military disabled. Cut number 7, please.
Does he have disdain for the disabled?
Well, certainly his not wanting to be seen with amputees. Amputees that lost their limbs in defense of this country, fighting for every American, to him included, to protect them, that didn't want to be seen with them. that's an interesting perspective for the commander in chief to have.
Shameful.
Why didn't he want to be seen with them?
He would just say, "Look, it doesn't look good for me."
Doesn't look good for me.
So, anyways, I don't know. Not a psychiatrist. If you're a psychiatrist, I guess you could take a stab at some of these questions, but I'm not.
Doesn't look good for me. It's all about him. It's always all about him.
And I would go further than that. I'll take a stab at it. I think it makes him uncomfortable. And why is it making him uncomfortable? Because those folks who have sacrificed their lives, their limbs, their livelihood in many respects, have honor. An appreciation for this country and its constitution and took those losses in defense of it. And a guy like Donald Trump thinks that they're suckers and losers. And why would they do that? Because Donald Trump he doesn't have that within him, Matt. He would never put his life on the line.
No, he doesn't have courage. He doesn't have principle. He doesn't have empathy. He's not brave. And so if you're a parent or a grandparent of someone who's been in the service, or if you've been in the service yourself, or if you have a family member who's disabled, this is how this candidate feels about you or your family member. I mean, it's just total disdain, total disrespect. And that man should not be commander in chief. That man should not be president of the United States.
We'll blast through the last two here. I think this is to that point, his lack of understanding of selflessness of service. Cut number 8, please.
But he basically said to you that those who died for America on the battlefield were losers and suckers, and he said it more than once.
Yes, but he would say it would always
did something else would get him going off at times. Again, McCain, he talked about, and it was like almost a recording. But the point is, anyways, he would say it at times, sometimes unexpectedly, but he never could wrap his arms around why people would serve the country in uniform. What was in it for them? That was the general theme. I think that's much more actually powerful than talking about what he said about, you know, losing life. I think he just could never wrap his arms around why people would do things selflessly. What's in it for them? I think that's a much more powerful, you know, but that's just me.
And, you know, it's interesting, isn't it? He has no concept, Trump, of what it means to be selfless. He's such a selfish person. He's so selfish to the core that he can't understand anyone who isn't selfish like he is.
The last cut from the interview at the New York Times with John Kelly, cut number 9, please.
I'm not recommending anything to anybody. I'm just saying, other than that, when you're looking to vote for someone, regardless, you got to look at the character and all of those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And then start looking at the individual's policies. We can always, you know, even if you're a conservative Republican, you know, much of what's gone on the last 3.5 years hasn't been what you've wanted to have happen to the country. But, you know, we can get by it because you might have, you know, a Republican come in the future. But if a person's character isn't at least minimally acceptable, then I think that person can do a lot more damage. I just wish at the end of all of this, whoever wins, that person and the leadership in the country, certainly the political leadership in Washington to include the House and Senate, that people say, okay, let's take a breath. Let's step back. This has been really, really hard. Let's try to come back together as Americans. Stop hating each other just because we have a difference of opinion on political issues. I just hope we do that somehow. I don't know if we will, though, but I hope we will. I hope whoever becomes the president will start that process. Let's become friends again.
Ain't going to happen with Trump, I guarantee you.
Former Marine General, former Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, former Chief for former President Donald Trump on the record, ending his interview on the importance of character over policy. And he's got a great point. And you can tell, hey, you may not like what's been happening, what's going on here in the last, during this last this presidential administration. That's fine. Maybe we'll get a Republican in there next time. But if this guy comes in, and I'm reading between the lines here, you might not get another chance. Now, he's not telling you what to do, Matt. You know, but here's the thing.
He was careful there.
Yeah. But these are things that are important to him, and these are the issues that he saw and the concerns that he saw. So thank you, John Kelly, for your service and your candor. Folks, this is the Dom Salve Show. That is Matt Rothschild. That is Jess on the board. Our number, 855-752-4842. We're going to come back. The Vice President, Kamala Harris, had some response to the Hitler comments as well, and we'll get your calls also, 855-75-CIVIC. Not to put you fine upon it, say I'm the only bee in your bonnet, make a little birdhouse in your soul, and while you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put you fine upon it, say I'm the only.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time, lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the 92.7 WMDX website at WMDXradio.com. Your news just for the Madison area. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Matt Rothschild on the studio lines as well. We got Jess on the board, and you, 855-75-CIVIC. Callers, be patient. Let's throw out the vice president's reaction to these kinds of comments. Let's go cut number one, please.
We know what Donald Trump wants. He wants unchecked power. The question in 13 days will be, what do the American people want?
I know what I want. Don't want that dude to have unchecked power. Cut number two, please.
Donald Trump is increasingly unhinged and unstable. And in a second term, people like John Kelly would not be there to be the guardrails against his propensities and his actions.
Oh, I'm sure Stephen Miller will stand up to Trump totally.
Oh, certainly.
I mean, Jared and Ivanka, I mean, they'll tell the old man that that's not okay. Let's just a couple more from the vice president. My understanding, she's put in a permit for a rally at the Ellipse a week before the election. That should be interesting. Mm. A couple more cuts from the vice president. Cut number three, please.
This is a window into who Donald Trump really is. From the people who know him best, from the people who worked with him side by side in the Oval Office and in the Situation Room.
Yeah.
All coffee boys, Matt.
Yeah. I mean, and imagine, you know, General Flynn as Secretary of Defense or head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff or, you know, Chief of Staff. That's the kind of person he's going to have in there.
General QAnon. What could go wrong? Cut number four, please.
He wants a military who will be loyal to him personally, one that will obey his orders even when he tells them to break the law or abandon their oath to the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah, because he's Donald Trump, and the United States Supreme Court gave him king-like power, so he can order them, what, to break the law, to go, what, go arrest Adam Schiff? And then what, if they get in any sort of trouble, he'll just pardon them. Right, I mean, it's so nice and sweet.
Mm. Well, you know, he knows who the enemy is, so
yeah, and he'll have the power to find someone. You know, the military is very hierarchical, and he's commander in chief. He gives the order. The defense secretary gives the order. If I know they're supposed to obey the Constitution, swear an oath to the Constitution, but they'll find someone who's going to salute and jump and say how high.
Sooner or later, you'll get down the line and someone will say yes. I believe this is the last cut from Vice President Harris on the enemy from within comment. Cut five, please.
Anyone who refuses to bend a knee or dares to criticize him would qualify in his mind as the enemy within, like judges, like journalists, like nonpartisan election officials.
I mean, mm-hmm. He's been saying it for years to the media. I mean, I was in the room dozens of times. He pointed at the media in the back of the rally. You are the enemy of the people.
an enemy within, enemy of the people. Again, just to bring this around, this is language out of Nazi Germany. This is language directly out of Joseph Goebbels.
What is the appeal? That's what I don't understand. You got some guy up there that's just talking trash and he's just trolling everybody. I mean, when he first started saying it, it was the folks would look back at the media and they'd all chuckle. The first few rallies I was at, you know, back in the day when Trump first started.
It was new.
Entertaining. You know, I was like, oh, yeah, those damn media folks, you know, those guys, they're always busting chops and, you know, they're always in the tank for the lefties and all that kind of stuff, right? And then it started getting a little nastier. Mm-hmm. And then folks started like kind of maybe believing it. And if we don't have a good, strong Fourth Estate, I mean, isn't that one of the things that help keeps a democracy in play? I mean, the press is literally in the Constitution.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that guy, that scholar from Yale who I went and saw Saturday night at the bookstore in Madison was talking about the attack on the media as a central pillar of any fascist movement and fascist leader.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Got a couple of callers on the line. Let's get to them, and then we'll tell you why Harris is going to win. But Mark from Sussex, I don't know if you believe that Harris is going to win. Hey, Mark, welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Well, thank you for taking my call. I guess just one song came to mind when I was thinking about this whole show today. Desperation, why don't you come to your senses? I got to ask you.
A riff off the Eagles, man. Why? Hey, hang on. I get your point. Let me ask you. This is General John Kelly. I laid out his stats. Marine general, right? Department of Homeland Security under Trump. Trump's chief of staff. This isn't desperation from Dems, man. This is a Republican saying these things. Are you telling me that the general is desperate, Mark?
So, again, I wanted to ask why.
No, but I'm asking. I know what you wanted to ask, but here I'm asking the questions here, Mark. So you answer my question, and then we'll see if you have a question interesting enough for me to respond to. Are you telling me that the Republican who served as a longest-serving chief of staff for Trump, that he's desperate? I want you to respond to that, dude.
Well, again, have you worked for every boss that you always
I I'm not hearing you, man. Will you respond to specifically what the man said about Donald Trump?
What he said about Donald Trump was that he didn't like Donald Trump, and obviously he thinks he's not fit for office, blah, blah, blah.
Very specifically, you talked about like the Hitler comments. Do you believe John Kelly when he says that Donald Trump said that Hitler was good? And do you think that's something that you would want to vote for?
No, I don't believe it. And
So Kelly's lying. I just want to be clear. That's what you're saying.
Okay.
Hey, man, I want to put words in your mouth. Is John Kelly lying, yes or no, Mark?
I believe he is, yes.
Okay. Thank you for answering that question. Again, I'll answer your question. Now you go.
Why are four senators in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Montana, and even Tammy Baldwin not even walking or getting away from Kamala Harris, but actually running ads with Donald Trump? You know why? Because they want to distance themselves as far as they can from her.
Well, they're in challenging states, and that's their political strategy. Mark, let me ask you a question now, since we're doing this back and forth. How come there's no former Republican presidents talking and hanging out with Donald Trump? All the party, the former GOP, they want nothing to do with Trump. Why do you think that is, Mark?
Well, I guess I'm not sure about that, but I guess how about RFK? How about Tulsi Gabbard? How about others?
Come on, man. As far as I know, man, those are not former Republicans, but thanks for playing. But stick around. I want you to listen. We're going to tell you why Kamala Harris is going to win this election. 855-752-4842.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A wrong-way drunk driver almost crashed into Vice President Kamala Harris's motorcade in Milwaukee Monday night. The sheriff says the driver pulled to the inside shoulder to avoid the motorcade. A deputy pulled the driver over and arrested him. There's help out there for people changing their Medicare plans during open enrollment. Rhonda Randall of United Healthcare recommends justplainclear.com for advice in everyday language.
Original Medicare isn't going to cover a lot of things related to dental and vision and hearing. It's very much limited to more serious medical conditions, whereas many Medicare Advantage plans are going to offer more comprehensive specialty benefits for dental, vision, and hearing.
Open enrollment runs till December 7th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Madison police chief was a top contender for a job in San Jose, according to local reports there. Sean Barnes joined MPD as chief in 2021. Last year, he was vying for the chief position in Chicago. Dozens of Wisconsin volunteers are down in Florida helping recovery efforts after Hurricanes Helene and Milton. One of them is Green Bay real estate agent Mike Pritzel. He's been spending his days serving food, cleaning, and basically doing whatever he can.
You name it, we do it. It's whatever's being asked of us today. As an example, I've spent most of my morning so far trying to help a resident of this shelter to get transportation to a doctor's appointment. And you would think that is simple, and it's not.
He's only been there about 10 days, and he's already served in three different areas. There are all kinds of ways you can help support hurricane relief. To learn more, you can go to civicmedia.us/help. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. For every episode of the DC show The Penguin on Max, Colin Farrell goes through hours of makeup prep. According to recent numbers, it's paying off, as Variety reports that the fifth episode of season one of The Penguin pulled in 1.8 million viewers. The show has added viewers with every new episode that drops. New shows of The Penguin premiere every Sunday night on Max at 10 p.m. Central. Do you have great acting chops? Smoke weed? Can you rap? If so, update your resume, because Snoop Dogg is looking for someone to portray himself in a new biopic. The movie was first announced in 2022, and now the search is on as they are in the casting phase and seeking someone to play a younger version of Snoop. Between his role on The Voice, opening weed stores in L.A., and popping up at the Olympics and on NFL games, the Dogfather told Entertainment Tonight whoever plays young Snoop will have to be a phenomenal actor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-30s. Clouds return tomorrow, high to the mid-60s. In the late afternoon and evening, showers and storms around. Sunny and upper 50s Friday and Saturday. Highs warm to the low 60s Sunday, mostly sunny. Right now it's 61.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Brittany Merlot will be here with all things weather and wine. Paul Noonan from the Acme Packing Company for all things sports. And then This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
We'll be right back. And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Callers, be patient. We will get to you and the reasons why VP Harris is going to win this election. But Matt, I want to give you an opportunity. Our last caller, Mark from Sussex, seems to think that Kelly is lying. How do we overcome that kind of thought process in your mind?
Well, it's hard, isn't it? I mean, and I noticed at the top he was kind of chuckling or, you know, minimizing the comments that Kelly was making about Trump's fascination with Adolf Hitler. I mean, that's not a real laughing matter. That's not something to be whisked under the rug or to ignore. And I just think we need to keep talking to these people politely, as you have been. In hopes that it will sink in, even though it's not sinking in when we're talking to him. I mean, I even think that CJ, our old friend CJ, when push comes to shove and he goes in that voting booth, he at least will have, you know, your voice in his ear and wondering whether he's actually making the right choice. And that's all we can hope for, that we make impressions on some people. We never know who we are going to affect and in what way. But, you know, I thought you made the smart point there, Dom, with Mark, when you said, you know, where are all the old Republican, leaders speaking for Trump? They're not there. Dick Cheney isn't there. He's supporting Kamala Harris. George W. Bush is keeping his mouth shut. You got to think that George W. Bush, if you asked him, he'd come out for Kamala Harris.
If you can find him.
Yeah. Speaker of the House from Wisconsin, Paul Ryan, has said he's not voting for Donald Trump. Vice President Pence, Trump's own vice president, not voting for Trump again, not on the campaign trail with Trump this time around. Imagine why. So, yeah, I mean, Trump has alienated everyone who's worked with him up close and personal. And these comments that John Kelly was reporting, I mean, it's not us being desperate. For me, the election always has been about democracy. It's not all of a sudden I discovered this is an important issue. I know it's the same thing for you. You've been talking about this since January 6th.
Yeah, and that was for me one of the many, but that was the big one, man. We were live when that was happening. I couldn't believe what was going on. I remember the reporting when they said, it's just been reported that the security is advised Congress, the House members that are in the building to put on their gas masks.
I was like,
what? What is going on? And that's the thing, you know, and I can certainly understand if there's a onesie, twosie, you know, there are a few folks that, you know, there's always, you know, employees that are mad at the old boss, right? There's a disgruntled employee thing. But there's no upside for a guy like John Kelly to come out here. I mean, he's gonna be called a liar by those folks who don't believe him.
He was just called a liar.
This is what I'm saying. He's not getting the deals. This is a guy who's made a point to kind of stay out of it. You know, as a former Marine general, you know, he doesn't think former officers should be involved in politics. You know, following the advice and the leadership of General George Washington back in the day, right? So that's who this guy is. And everybody, and I would assume Mark from Sussex was very supportive of him when he was, you know, in the Marines, and very supportive of him when he was, head of DHS, and very supportive of Mr. Kelly when he was chief of staff for Trump. But now that he's the former coffee boy, he's a big fat liar. And I just think I just think it's disingenuous. I don't believe, honestly, Mark, I don't believe that you think he's a liar. I just think that you're trying to, that's just your initial reaction, because you know what sucked?
Cognitive dissonance. It's not comfy.
Being wrong, you know, being supporting the wrong person for the wrong reasons and knowing that and having to swallow that is really tough. Mm-hmm.
And Mark just rooting for his team there.
Well,
but we got to get beyond that kind of impulse, I think, and vote for what's right for this country. And it's not just John Kelly. I mean, if it was just one person,
right,
you might say, well, maybe he's got, a grudge or something. But we got, you know, Mark Milley. You got Mattis, you got Mark Esper, you've got all these people. John Bolton, who I can't stand ideologically, was saying the same stuff.
We've got binders and binders of people, of folks that used to be with Trump, used to support Trump. There used to be Republicans that are Republicans, maybe traditional GOP, not the MAGAs. This is not desperation on the Democratic side. This is your own Republican leadership and folks that supported Donald Trump in his first time around saying, oh, God, don't do that again. That's desperation. I think you guys are a little desperate. 855-752-4842. A couple callers, and we'll get to why the VP is going to win the election. Jeannie from Eau Claire, you voted today. Congratulations. Thank you, Jeannie. How you feeling?
Oh, really good. It was really busy. It usually isn't this time of year, and I live in a rural area, so it was very interesting. And I would like to bring up something really quick because my background is psych, and I used to do diagnosis and things, but that's been a long time ago, so I'm not doing it in this capacity. But we need to look at his personality issues. He's reckless, aggressive, irritable, unstable, totally indifferent to the concerns, ideas, and feelings of others. He always has grandiosity. He also constantly demands praise from others. If he is not the center of attention, he looks bored, gets upset. So, and I remember when he took office, and that those people who are speaking out against him all were around a table, and they were all saying, "Oh, President Trump, you're the best guy. We're so glad you're our president. You're doing so." Everyone around, they went right around that gal-darn table, and they all had to give him a compliment, including Priebus. And it was just, I mean, I was sickened. I thought, what in the world is this? So anyway, keep up the great work, guys. I'm glad I voted, and everybody, you know, we really need a good leader in our country, and we need one that does not have so much disdain for women. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeannie. Appreciate the call as always. Great points. And, you know, it's not just leadership on the top of the ticket. You know, we need that all the way around. And I think it's important that we also remember there's, you know, there's down ticket races. There's folks that are, you know, in their communities and running for their state and local and elections. And, you know, those folks need support as well. So, you know, do what you can, get involved as much as you can. I know it's tough, people doing their, you know, living their lives and raising their kids or caring for their parents and doing the jobs, all these things. We're all dealing with this. And if you can squeak out the time to learn a little bit, help out a little bit, that goes a very long way. Thank you for the call, Jeannie. 855-752-4842. Let's get Mark in before we talk about why VP Harris is going to win. Hey, Mark, welcome. What do you got for us?
Yeah, thanks. And people seem to forget, and maybe they never learned, that our founders were steeped in history, and they warned about situations like this. They read Roman history. They read the collapse of when dictators took over because, I mean, Donald Trump is a screaming example of some of the things mentioned by Hamilton, Federalist 75, you know, a man who's going to betray his duty, you know, to his own self-interest.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all about Donald Trump. As Jeannie just pointed out, that Donald Trump is like the toddler who wants to get the attention and wants to be loved, because I don't think he ever got loved enough when he was a child.
Mark, he needs a few hugs, man. You can't go back get that love from the parents now. It's too late. Now we're dealing with that. Thank you for the call. I think you're absolutely right. You think about the founding fathers. Man, there were some smart people. There were some studied and, you know, knew their history, as Mark said. And a guy like Donald Trump, as we just heard from Mark Kelly, from John Kelly, not really up on the history.
No, indifferent to history. You know, not a student of history. Doesn't care about history. I mean, he is a toddler or a four-year-old, but he's a toddler or a four-year-old with nuclear weapons. You know?
It's the worst thing. The worst kind of toddler, man. I threw some temper tantrums when I was a kid. I can't imagine if I had the ability when I was in one of my rages as a child, I couldn't get my toys or I didn't want to go to bed, that I'd have the ability to blow up the entire world. That'd be bad.
Right. You're ideally supposed to progress past that.
Ideally.
You're not throwing applesauce. You're throwing a nuclear weapon.
855-752-4842. Matt, why do you think Kamala Harris is going to win this election?
Well, I just sketched out 10 reasons just to clarify my own mind, and because I'm getting calls and emails from all my relatives. What's happening in Wisconsin, and is she going to win or lose? So here's the I'll rattle off a few. The abortion issue, it's huge. It's been, people have been undervaluing that issue and been proven wrong since the Dobbs decision. That's number one. Number two, Democrats have a much better ground game. They got pros in offices all across the country. And what did Trump do? He outsourced it to Elon Musk. And who knows what Elon Musk knows about getting out the vote. Liz Cheney's my third one. I think she's going to bring a lot of people along with her. I think Taylor Swift's going to bring a lot of people with her. And I think the Generals are going to bring a lot of people with them. So, you know, these are top three or four reasons.
Oh, come on. I know you got more, though. You got more. Okay, let's the ones you got. Certainly abortion. And I think that's a great point. We don't really hear a lot about it at this moment. I mean, there's certainly the references from Harris and others, you know. We even heard it from Senator Baldwin, stay out of my personal life, right? Stay out of our bedrooms, those kinds of things.
Best line from the debate, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, for real. And an important issue that really is still unresolved. And the fact that, you know, you had a guy like Donald Trump who claims, oh, it's all fixed now. I did what no one else could do, and it was easy to do, but it was hard to do, and everyone was wanting to do it, but nobody could do it, but I did it. Now it's in the states where it belongs. Well, certainly, as we know, the stories of folks that have had to go over over state lines and folks that have died because they have lack of access to it, it is a big issue, and I think you're absolutely right. That will continue to be a big one. Now, the Taylor Swift and Cheney and, hell, even these generals, I mean, I think they're important when they come out, but how do you think people will remember this in 2 weeks?
I do. Liz Cheney is a huge figure. She's been all over the place. Her events with Kamala Harris have been terrific. I just thought there's a lot of, you know, mutual respect there, a lot of warmth there. Liz Cheney has vouched for Kamala Harris in ways that have been very impressive, both about her temperament and her intelligence, her knowledge of the issues, her willingness to listen
to
other people.
Yeah.
And even on the abortion issue this week, Liz Cheney was very interesting in saying, you know, look, I'm as conservative as you're ever going to meet, and I'm pro-life, but I don't like the way this Dobbs decision has come down and the effects that it's having on people. Yeah, I think there are a lot of Republican women and independent women who will be swayed by Liz Cheney. So I think that's a factor that can't be ignored, for sure.
You know, one of the big problems I think Donald Trump had was when he had that interview with Bloomberg. And I know that you're one of your reasons why you think that Kamala Harris will win is that business people want stability. And what we saw from Donald Trump in that Bloomberg interview was anything but stable.
Yeah, and we saw in the markets today, the stock market's down almost 1% today. And the analysis on CNN was, folks on Wall Street are worried about Trump winning.
Wow. I mean, how often does that happen where Wall Street's concerned about the Republican winning, and that's why it's down? You also mentioned, Matt, unregistered voters. What do you mean by that? How does that impact your thoughts here?
Yeah, I think the pollsters were wrong back in 2016. What they missed was the unregistered voters, because they only count registered voters or likely voters. If you haven't voted yet, haven't registered yet, you're not there. And there are a lot of Trump supporters coming out for the first time to register to vote. At my voting booth in the town of Dunn, someone came with, you know, a hat saying, you know, they're a gun owner. I knew that person wasn't going to vote for Hillary, probably. And so this time around, there are a lot of 18 to 24-year-old women who may never have voted before in a presidential election, not registered, not polled. They're going to go overwhelmingly for Kamala Harris, and they're going to prove the pollsters wrong right now.
Yeah, my daughter being one of them, 19 years old, I'm sure she hasn't been polled, and she hadn't been registered before, so she's not in that pool that will have an impact. Democracy. What do you mean by democracy? Of course, we know what democracy means. But how does this roll into your top 10?
I mean, this is the desperation conversation we've been having. And Biden talked about democracy in 2022 in the midterms, and people were saying, oh, he shouldn't be talking about democracy. It's not a winning issue. Democracy is a winning issue. And Kamala Harris and Liz Cheney and the generals talking about democracy, that is going to help Kamala Harris get over the finish line.
Matt Rothschild, one more segment just on the board, on the phones. You can join us as well, 855-752-4842. Got a couple more of the top 10 from Matt as to why the VP will be the P and Carville. We got some of these other prognosticators and consultant types. They're pretty confident as well. I am too. I'm feeling really good, folks. Hope you come back with us, 855-75-CIVIC.
a new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Listen, saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Because we make our mattresses right at the store. Yeah, we cut out the middleman and voila, you got it. We pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Burlo, where there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Burlo.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important stories? Sign up for our Madison email newsletter, your news just for us in the Madison area, right in your inbox. Sign up at WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tome Olson with WMDX News.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health, but you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, our last segment of the day. So if you got something to say, hit us up right now on the phones or on the text. Matt Rothschild in studio, Jess on the board. We got a couple of texts I want to throw out there. Llama from Madison says, thanks for airing the John Kelly interview. My son is a Marine and believes Trump is pro-military. I know when he hears it, he will change his mind. Well, I hope so. Llama, thank you for listening. Make sure he hears it. He can listen to it on the Civic Media podcast. You can download the app. It's super cool. Go to your favorite app store. Download the Civic Media app. Put us in your pocket. Take us with you everywhere you go. And you can find the apps and interviews and podcasts, all that kind of stuff there. Cam, he has an idea. Alex Jones, forehead of the Department of Homeland Security.
Oh,
and Department God. Of Defense, Stephen Effing Seagal. well done, Cam. You're a busy man. Appreciate your contribution. Biggest reason, says Cam, that she's going to win is that women are rightfully, let's call it, mad. mad. Finally, Nate Silver from the Times says that the polling is so close it's within the margin of error. He doesn't obviously, no, but his gut feeling is that the polls are usually underreport or miss Republican voters. His gut feeling that Trump was going to win. It's a nail biter, says Ross from Crawford County. I don't know if I believe that. I'm not going to believe that.
Nate Silver said don't trust his own gut. So.
855-752-4842. We've been discussing. Matt has his top 10 reasons. People keep asking him why Harris is going to win the abortion issue. Democrats have a better ground game. Liz Cheney speaking out. Taylor Swift, the generals. We just heard from John Kelly today. Business folks want stability. Donald Trump is not stable. His policies are not stable. What else we got? Voting for Trump to flip the Washington elite. Yeah, good luck with that. Unregistered voters, lots of young folks, as mentioned, Matt, haven't really been in the system yet. They are not being counted. What are the couple other reasons? Democracy, very powerful. We talked about that as well. That was a big part of Joe Biden's campaign. When Harris came in, I think she kind of didn't go there as much, and I feel like she's kind of going back to that a little bit.
Yeah, I think she's recognizing that it really resonates, this issue of democracy, and it gives people a lot of motivation to go out and vote and save our country, save our democracy. One of the reasons I think she's going is just she's run so much of a better campaign than Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, I was worried about Kamala Harris when she got the nod. You know, was she ready for prime time? Totally ready for prime time. Yeah. She has run an incredibly skillful campaign. She's performed admirably every day. Every time there's a microphone in front of her, she has shown her intelligence, her compassion. She works hard. This woman is prepared for the job. She studies. You saw it in that debate where she kicked his butt around the block. She's clearly devoted to our Constitution. She's put real specific policies out there that are going to help people with their groceries, help people with their rent, help people buy their first home, help people start their first business, help people with their prescription drugs. I mean, she's going to help you. And on the other side, there's Trump. I mean, he's acting crazier and crazier. Pick your own example. There's tons. I mean, just from yesterday, effing Mexican. He referred to a dead U.S. soldier as an effing Mexican. Brags about the extreme power he'd have if he's president. Talks about enemies of the people. Wants the National Guard and the military to round people up who are his political opponents. I mean, come on now.
10 reasons why Matt Rothschild thinks that Kamala Harris will win. I think those are great reasons. James Carville also had his on the Hill. He says Trump will lose is because the Republican Party's been on a losing streak since Trump took it over. See 2018, the largest House landslide for Democrats in a midterm election since Watergate. 2020, Trump decisively bucked from the White House by Biden. 2022, an embarrassment of a midterm for Republicans off the heels of Dobbs. He also pointed out that the coalition, right, AOC to Liz Cheney to Adam Kinzinger, is going to be a big turnout election. He doubled down that she's going to win. I think she's going to win. Quote, let me just say that out front. I'm doubling down on that. Though he cautioned, I could be wrong. Come on.
Don't go out on a limb and then crawl back to the trunk, man. Come on. Sit on that limb.
He talks about the money. Obviously, a big advantage for Harris in this. I mean, it's amazing how much money she raised in this shortened election cycle. And his final reason, according to The Hill, James Carville, 100% emotional. And the U.S. is not as politically divided as it is often portrayed. Quote, a vast majority of Americans are rational, reasonable people of goodwill. I refuse to believe that the same country that has time and again overcome its mistake to bend its future forward towards justice will make the same mistake twice. America overcame Trump in 2020. I know that we are better than this. All right, Carville, I hope you're right.
No, I agree. And, people crave bipartisanship too, and a lowering of the rhetoric.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Kamala Harris offers that. Kamala Harris and Liz Cheney offer that. And if you want just more sensible, rational, cooler voices to prevail, that's who you should vote for.
Jack from the Mac, I can give you 30 seconds, my friend. Welcome. What do you got?
Oh, boy. Okay. German historian studied the Nazis, basically says, the lies, the repeated lies that people like Trump and Vance are doing, one purpose and one purpose only. They take people like Mark from Sussex, for example, and they confuse them so he doesn't know what to believe.
Spot on, Jack. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the call. Thank you, Matt Rothschild, for joining me on this Fair Wednesday. Appreciate you. Thank you, Jess, working the board, working the phones. And thank you, our fair audience, for tuning in. Come back tomorrow. Earl Ingram Jr. will join me, I promise. Have a great night, everyone. Thanks, Matt.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Civic Media's Todd Alba, who will get a Nightlight birthday surprise. And you won't want to miss up-and-coming musician DeAndre Marie, who performs in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.